Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call, our telecommunications sanctuary. This is Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, on this Trust and Obey Tuesday. We're so delighted to have you aboard with us this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, most holy and gracious Father, we thank you for another day, another opportunity to just resonate ourselves into your presence. We glorify you, Father, for everything that you're doing for us and through us and with us. We thank you, Lord, that you saw fit for us to open our eyes, to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you, Father, that you told us to trust in you with all our hearts, lean not to our own understanding, and all our ways acknowledge you. You definitely will direct our path. So we definitely will obey you, O God. We thank you, Father, for everyone on the call. We ask that you bless them in a special way. We thank you, Father, even for our visitors that are coming on for the very first time. We ask that you just create in them, Lord, a blessing like they never had before. And we'll be careful to give your name the glory and the honor and the praise. We thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask you, Father, that you continue to strengthen and keep them and pour virtues of blessings upon them, Lord, in such a special way. We thank you for our Artist Life family in its entirety, for what you're doing, Lord, through us and with us. We give your name glory and honor, Father, for your word told us that whenever we call on you, you will answer and then show us great and mighty things we didn't know. So we thank you, we bless your name, and we honor you in all things. And we give your name the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name we say, hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our wonderful host in that L.A. area. Host, are you there?
I'm here. Are you able to hear me, Minister Brenda?
Yes, I can, Minister Tiffany. Take it away.
Well, thank you so much, Prayer General, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, our Mississippi Queen, for seating us and greeting us and opening us up with that anointed prayer on this Trust and Obey God Tuesday. And we thank you for serving us in excellence. God morning, God morning, God morning to each of you, the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California. And I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to this, the Master's Call. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by two phenomenal women of God, and that is none other than Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And God asked them to start this call with a mission and mandate that each and every Monday through Friday, including the holidays like yesterday, that this call would enrich, empower, and enhance your life as you begin your day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before thee." And so each and every Monday through Friday, we gather at this divine and appointed hour, and we have prayer, and then we have a message, and then we end this call in prayer. And on Fridays, we open up the line to hear your prayer request and your praise report. But there may be something that's going on with you during the course of the week, and maybe you want us to be in agreement with you. Well, we have an email for this telecommunication sanctuary, and we ask that you would send us an email to info, so I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, which you just heard, Minister Brenda, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa, will respond to you. Also, we have a website. The Master's Call, we have a website. So please, please, please visit our website, www.themasterscall.net. I don't see that posted enough on social media, so I ask that this week that each and every single day that you just ask someone to join you here on The Master's Call. Again, it's www.themasterscall.net. Please share that website with everyone. All of our messages from 2010 up until now have been archived on that on our website. So please, please go back and listen and share, because I'm sure there is a word for you. If this word is not for you today, but there's a word for you each and every day on our website. The vehicle that brought us all together here on the Master's Call is a powerful health and wellness company known as Artist Life, founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. An appointment with Artist Life will change your life, but only if you let it. So greater and newer things are happening. There's a regional conference that's coming up in Houston, Texas, and that will be July the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th. So you want to make sure that you get information. If you're an Artist Life distributor, then please join us on the call, the new morning motivational call, which will be happening after this call. Call in to 712-770-4005 and the PIN code 294-617-pound. That will be immediately following this call. And so govern yourselves accordingly to the announcements. I will be coming back a little bit later to give you more information and more announcements. But at this time, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning has been connected to this, the Master's Call, for almost the entire time that we have been here, which we're going on our 8th year. So praise God for that. She is definitely a woman of wisdom. She's a woman of God. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. She's a wife. She's a teacher. Oh my gosh, she is a health and wellness coach. She is inspirational. She is a ball of joy. And definitely, I am so glad to be connected to her. And who am I speaking of this morning? I know you probably are wondering. I am talking about none other than Minister Willa Peterson, who has been married to Gerald Peterson for 43 years. Again, she is a mother of Javen, Keenan, and Macy, the grandmother to Taryn. I'm just delighted to have her here on the line this morning. And without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line. And the next voice that you will hear will be a woman of wisdom, intelligence, love, loyalty, and adoration. None other than Minister Willa Peterson at this time. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours.
And I love that acrostic you did. I'm going to have to get that and put it on my wall, frame it. I like that. Thank you so much. And thank you for introducing me this morning. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for opening us up with the blessed prayer that you gave us and for setting the atmosphere in this telecommunication sanctuary. You do it with such excellence and with such grace. And she is our prayer general, and we just thank her for everything she does for the Master's Call. And to you, my TMC family, my brothers and my sisters, thank you so much for joining us around the buffet table this morning for Morning Manna. And to you, Dr. P.K. Patton, as well as Dr. Vanessa, oh, I just thank you all so much for just seeing so much in each of us to just, as I always say, throw us out of the nest, because there is more in us that you see that we don't oftentimes see ourselves. And so we have been so blessed and just simply humbled to serve God in this way. So, Lord, all of you, and none of me, as I bring forth the message that is on my heart this morning. Father, please empty me of myself and fill me with your anointing so that this message will go forth with clarity. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, family, this morning, my message is titled, How to Fine-Tune Your Spiritual Lens by Abiding in Christ. And I wrote this message for last month, but last month I talked about praise and worship. So I picked it up this time. And so you might say, it just seems like she wrote it some time ago, but anyway, here it is. And the reason you might say that is because I start out by saying spring has sprung. Well, we know spring has already sprung, and in a few weeks, we're about to welcome summer 2018. And as I began writing this message in early spring, I noticed in some parts of the country, the reality of spring was evident, with the flowers poking out their heads from the ground and tiny blooms appearing on the trees. Winter has caused plants to be dormant to some degree in even warmer climates. In Florida, where I now live, I find this to really be true. There was a tree on my property that had no signs of leaves or anything green. Besides the brutal cold winters and temperatures in Chicago, I have noticed a difference regarding how plants and trees respond to the cold weather here. In Chicago, it was common to do nothing with the trees during the winter, because they would bud new leaves in the spring. But not true in Florida. While in Chicago we didn't do anything with the trees during the winter, here in Florida they do. So one day I came home to find all the trees and on my property had been cut down to almost nothing by the guy who takes care of the lawn. And I thought about that. I said, that seems strange. But I didn't call him because I knew, well, for sure he knows what he's doing. And it turned out he did. Those trees that had been cut to almost nothing are now showing new signs of growth. Isn't that just what John 15:4 tells us about how God prunes us? So let's just take a look at John 15, verses 1 through 6. And I said John 15:4, but let's take a look at John 15:4-6, which reads, and this is the NIV version, and it's called The Vine and the Branches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you will be like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Some branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. Now, in the Old Testament, grapes symbolized Israel's fruitfulness in doing God's work on earth. Christ is the vine, and God is the gardener who cares for the branches to make them fruitful. The branches are all those who profess to be followers of Christ. The fruitful branches are the true believers who, by their living union with Christ, produce much fruit. But those who become unproductive are those who turn back from following Christ after making a superficial commitment will be separated from the vine. Unproductive followers are as good as dead and will be cut off and tossed aside. The dead branches on those trees that I talked about on my property, and the dead leaves on those on the plants, can do nothing to sustain the life of God's creation. All those beautiful trees. So, what dead things are we holding on to? In what areas of our lives are we not bearing fruit? In what areas do we need to seek God by having our spiritual lens corrected so that we can abide in Christ fully? sometimes our focus needs to be changed. Sometimes we need to correct our spiritual lens. If you are like me and wear glasses, you know an annual checkup is necessary to determine if our vision has changed. Oftentimes, it has, and our prescription must be adjusted, enabling us to see more clearly. We must do a spiritual checkup to make sure our spiritual lens is in tune as we abide in Christ. The steps to fine-tune our spiritual lenses, enabling us to abide in Christ, is first through prayer. Prayer is a mighty force when guidance is needed for the next step. Asking the Lord to direct our path is better than having to ask him to correct our mistakes. I'll read that again. Asking the Lord to direct our path is better than asking him to correct our mistakes. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. Acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will direct your path. And that's why I love what Minister Brenda the Tag this morning, trust and obey. And she mentioned Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. So we do have to trust God with every part of our heart, no matter what a thing looks like. Why? Because God sees the end of the situation from the beginning. And as we trust him, we will be on the right path. In addition to that, Psalm 37:5 tells us, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. You know, so often we take things to the Lord. We say we trust him, but then we end up saying, you know what, God, you're not doing this fast enough for me. So I'm going to take it back. And you know what happens? Most of the time, we start right back at square one. So let's check those spiritual lenses through prayer. We should not expect God's approval of plans on which we have not consulted him. The next step in fine-tuning our spiritual lenses and enabling us to abide in Christ is through worship. Last month, my message was entitled, It's All About the Praise, It's All About the Worship. And I discussed the difference between praise and worship. And I said, praise is something we do to acknowledge someone for their accomplishments, an expression of approval. Praise is opening up. We can praise anyone for anything. However, as it relates to God, praise is boldly declaring, applauding God for what he has done. Worship is to be ascribed only to God, recognizing that he alone is worthy of our worship. Worship is honoring God for who he is. As we fine-tune our spiritual lens, let's take a look at what important role worship plays in abiding in Christ. Worship is a corrective lens. At the end of Luke 24, which is this, the ascension is taking place, and Jesus has his disciples, and they are on a mountain, and he is blessing them as he is about to depart from them. As you read this passage, this is another post-resurrection passage, and as you see, Jesus has begun blessing them, and they are kneeling before him as he is parting right before their very eyes. He was blessing them as they were worshiping him, and they were worshiping him as he was departing. Wow. You know, I just get a visual image of what that must have looked like. You know, he's ascending into glory. He's ascending into heaven. And although he is ascending, they are still worshiping him. And verse 52 says, and they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. They did not stop worshiping God even after he ascended. So worship is one of the foremost responsibilities for us as believers. See, I want us to realize that worship is more than a corporate worship service when we get together with a congregation, but it is continuing to worship God even when we're away from the service. It's worshiping him when we're at home. It's worshiping him as we walk down the street. It's worshiping him as we lie down at night. It is being in a continual posture of worshiping him. And posture doesn't necessarily mean we have to be prostrate before the Lord. It means in our hearts. Worship has to do with our ascribing the worth to our Lord and Savior. Now, there are three thoughts of fine-tuning as it relates to worship. And worship, number one, allows us to communicate our feelings toward God. Remember, worship, as I said, has to do with ascribing worth. So the disciples were at the place where Jesus was disappearing from them. Jesus had spent 3 years plus the 40 days after the resurrection. They had had breakfast together. He had appeared to them for 40 days after the resurrection, and now he was departing from them. Now, this is not the Pentecost, but yet Jesus is leaving them. And we understand separation is hard. But what worship allowed them to do was to communicate their feelings toward Jesus. You know, I think about my aunt who just went on home to be with the Lord. And I said, separation is hard. That was hard for us as Aunt Mary was no longer here physically on this earth with us. And while we did not worship her, because I ascribe worship only to God, but we said nice things about her. As a matter of fact, we called her service a praise fest for Aunt Mary because we were praising her in spite of the fact that she wasn't here. And that's what we do with the Lord, in spite of the fact that he is not physically here with us. In our hearts, we worship him. What a wonderful gift that we can tell Jesus, we can tell God how much we love him and what he really means to us. And that's what the disciples were doing. Secondly, not only does worship allow us to communicate our feelings toward God, it allows us to change our focus. Whenever we are going through life, and we know life can have issues, and sometimes life doesn't even have issues, it has issues. You know, I was ministering to our Salvation Army ministry this Sunday at church, and I mentioned the issues, and there was a young man, and I guess he's rather astute and, you know, has his degrees, and he had raised his hand. He said, issues. He said, you mean issues? I said, no, I mean issues. He said, well, what's issues? I said, an issue is when you've got an issue that you need an answer to, and it's just beyond what you can even conceive. That's an issue. He said, oh, yeah, okay, I got it. So anyway, but sometimes we have these issues going on in our lives. And whenever we're going through life, whether it's with someone we work with or a sibling, a child, or maybe caring for a family member that's very taxing, or it may be some kind of pain that we're experiencing in our bodies, whatever the situation, and I was going to say situation, worship not only allows us to communicate our feelings, but it allows us to change our focus. Now, think about that time when you have been going through something. It was really, really difficult. But when you worshiped God, your focus changed. It changes our focus from the situation to the resurrected Christ. The disciples see Jesus ascending into glory, and worship changed their focus. No longer was Jesus on earth. As he was ascending, they had to look up. And if we would just worship and look up, and I don't necessarily mean look up, you know, physically, but just realize and recognize our Lord and Savior. And through worship, it will change our focus from what we are experiencing to worship and praising God, because we realize that God has a perfect plan and he knows exactly what we need when we need it. True worship enables us to experience the closeness as we abide in Christ. And lastly, worship allows us to channel our faith. We have faith. We are people of faith. But sometimes, just like those trees that I talked about on my property, sometimes it becomes dormant because they haven't been pruned. So their growth is stunted. Faith has to be activated. And that's what worship does. Worship channels our faith because we cannot worship God and be in doubt. We cannot worship God and be in unbelief. The two just don't go together. But when we worship God and when we see our resurrected Savior with all power and with all authority exalted, it directs our faith in a way that it stands and our faith rests in the power of God. Now, my family, I don't know what you got to deal with today, but I know that worship is a corrective lens that will allow us to see things from a different perspective. It will communicate our feelings. It will allow us to change our focus, and it will allow us to channel our faith, and it will give us the joy that we need as we abide in Christ. My brothers and my sisters, my family, I hope this message will bless you in some way as we abide in Christ and as our focus will be changed as we continue to have our spiritual lens checked. Host, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you. To God be the glory. What a powerful, profound, and on-time word. Thank you so much, Minister Willa. I will be calling
You're
you
welcome.
Back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, we're going to take a moment to pray over our prayer requests that we have received. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We celebrate you. We honor you, and we trust you. And so we thank you for allowing us to see another day that you have made that we will rejoice and be glad in. We thank you, God, for keeping us and blessing us. We thank you for Minister Willa, and we thank you for the words that you have given her to share with us, Father. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just fill her up with virtue until she overflows, that every single thing that she stands in need of, that it is met in the name of Jesus. We pray that you would continue to be her protection and her peace as she goes to and from her destinations, Father. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven in her life. And Father, we come right now lifting up the family of Kendra Carter to you. We lift up her mother Lucille and her daughter Christian in our prayers as they prepare the homegoing services of our beloved Kendra Carter. We lift up Shatima Cox to you right now. We decree and declare healing in the name of Jesus. We lift up our sister Sharon Stowers to you. We decree and declare healing in the name of Jesus. We lift up the Haneys to you. We decree and declare healing in the name of Jesus. And we lift up Jenny to you. And we decree and declare healing in the name of Jesus. And for every single person that's under the sound of my voice, I decree and declare that this will be a great day in the name of Jesus. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, mighty, magnificent, and miraculous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I decree and declare these things to be so. Amen, amen, and amen. So we would like to thank each of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To go back and hear the message, please dial 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-pound. After this call, it is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-pound. Again, I would like to thank each and every single one of you for dialing in to this, the Master's Call. To Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, thank you for feeding us and greeting us and for our tag for the day. Trust in the Lord and obey Tuesday. And Minister Willa, thank you so much for that message this morning. It has been a pleasure for me to serve each one of you in excellence. I'm going to ask Minister Willa to come right now and give us our closing benediction for this day.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany, and God bless you for all that you do and that you get up at the crack of dawn to join us. We just thank God and appreciate and love you so much. John 15, verse 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it should be done for you. By this, verse 8, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Father, we thank you so much for the tools that you have given us to abide in you. We thank you, Lord, for even seeing the parts of our lives that are not of you, Lord, and that you prune us, that you cut it off, oh God, and that it allows us to grow stronger and deeper in you, Lord. So, Father, we just thank you that you are the vine and we are the branches. And, Father, thank you for allowing us to understand that there are things in our lives that need to be changed. And as you change us, Lord, you are getting us closer and closer to being able to have our lives be reflective and to be like you. Father, we ask that you bless each and every one of us as we go out this day. Father, that we carry the spirit of praise and worship with us. And Father, that we always remember that it is you that we abide in. We thank you, Lord, and we thank you and we praise you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And my family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, I so love me some you. Go out and have a blessed day, and we look forward to hearing you in the morning. Goodbye.